prayer that works. I was praying and I kept thinking about how many people pray without really praying. Asking without actually hearing God's voice. Talking at God, but not necessarily understanding what God wants in us, in this world, inside of each and every one of us. Who needs some answers to prayer right now in your life? You need some answers right now. Father, will you see the hands, Lord, of the folks that are desiring to hear your voice? Now, Lord, we ask you right now, as they have come to the stirring of the water, Lord, somebody pushed them in, oh God. Lord, and today, let the word of God come alive to them, that you would bring life and healing to their bones and to their mind and to their heart and to their spirits, Lord, that they would run, oh God, run into your presence, because in your presence is fullness of joy. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen.
Amen.
Amen. I went to the scripture of James chapter 5. There's a few scriptures here I want to read to you just because it's phenomenal of the word of what the word of God can do in our lives. Is anyone among you suffering? Is anyone among you suffering? The word says, let him pray. So when we're struggling and we're suffering and we're going through situations, it's not a time to call the Ghostbusters or call on anything else other than the Lord God Almighty. It's funny how sincere, hopefully you got your windows up. Hopefully you'll get before the Lord and realize that God is good all the time. And when we pray, he'll actually hear our voice if we have a sincerity of heart. Is anyone cheerful? The word says, let him sing praises. Let him sing songs. And so many times we come to a place where we can freely worship God and truly worship him and give him all his glory. And we sit back and say, well, thank you, Jesus. Is anyone among you sick? This is what the word says. Let him call for the elders of the church and let him be prayed over him. Anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, which will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, it will be forgiven him. Why will it be forgiven? Because it's not because the guy prayed for him. It's because he's sincerely seeking God's will. He's truly seeking after God's healing, not only in the natural, but in the spiritual. There's so many folks that are physically ill, but spiritually great. And it's just the opposite. There's a lot of people that are physically great and spiritually sick as could be. I'm here to tell you,